Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I hope you guys are having a blessed and beautiful morning. Happy Thursday. To all of my international people, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I am the host, Brittany Daniel, on today's Morning Motivation. I hope you guys had a blessed, blessed day. Happy Thursday again. It is January 13th, and I'm super excited. I wrapped up my final interview for The Basement last night, so that was super exciting. If you guys have not checked out the interview with Kirsten King, then go check that out. It's super motivational. She's a mother, entrepreneur of 13 years, and she has so much knowledge and so many gems to drop with you guys. So I hope you guys check that out. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm going to give you my good morning shout-outs. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Miss Debbie. Good morning, LaDonna. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Good morning, Hope. You guys check in and say good morning. I hope you guys are doing well. So today we are going to talk about character. And I want to talk about character today because I feel like our society is getting away from integrity, having true character, and how to decipher that and make sure that we're staying in our lane as far as how we feel we should act and we should be. And it's not so much of a scolding like, you need to act like this. No, 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 no. It's just making sure that with everybody going left, going right, especially with social media and saying everything outside of their neck or doing things that just aren't aligned with maybe what we were taught or how we even believe true to be, you know, what we should do for ourselves. Just want to talk about that a little bit and then how to decipher, you know, certain things in your life. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of friendship, and character is such a pivotal part to you getting to success. Character is such a pivotal part of just sticking and being true to who you are. And I want to talk about that today. So we're going to get right into it. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, you guys. So I want to say before we go ahead and jump into the prayer, do not forget to enter the giveaway. We are reading out of the book, No Excuses by Brian Tracy. This is a life-changing book. If you need help with self-discipline, if you just need help in any areas, then this book is for you. I have a link that will be down below in the video if you guys don't want to wait on the giveaway. But if you want to enter, all you have to do is follow me on Instagram. Take the questionnaire in my Instagram bio. It's just really, really quick. Takes 2 seconds to sign up. And then follow this YouTube channel, and then you will be in. And for those who are listening on my podcast, you guys are already following the podcast, so that you're entered there as well. Good morning. And so let's go ahead and start with a little bit of prayer, and then we're going to jump into the tips. So dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking you for discernment, guidance. Thank you so much for getting everybody here safe that we see another day. Thank you for providing us with shelter, lights, clothing, food to eat, water to drink, and that we can thrive today in your light. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you guys so much. And send up your prayers if you guys want to. If you're not religious, that's totally okay. And whatever you believe in is totally fine. I just like to pray for you all as much as I can. And yeah, let's jump into these tips about character. So your ability to develop a reputation as a person of character is the highest achievement you can do for yourself and in society. Now, I don't like to get too hell-bent on society and what other people think about you, but your reputation and your character speaks volumes before you do, you know, especially if you're in business, especially if you're a teacher, especially if you are just a person just with high integrity, I guess you can say, or just in the limelight, whatever, wherever you are. Your character matters, whether it's in your friend group, your family, or at work. You know, when people speak about you, what are the things that come up? When you think about yourself, what things come up for you? Y'all, Zara's over here acting up. Stop, baby. but what are those things that you know are true to you? You know, I try to hold myself. I'm not perfect at all by any means. But one thing nobody can say is that I don't have great integrity. And every time my integrity or my character is questioned, I feel the personal need to defend it because I know that I work really hard to try to do the right thing and to try to be honest as much as I can with people and honor their space and things like that. So for me and for you, what are those things that people say about you when you're not around?
you know, do they say that you're a nice person? Do they say that you're helpful? Do they say that you get your work done on time? Do they say that, you know, that you bring light into the room? Or do you know that maybe your energy may be toxic or your energy isn't always on the most positive note? I was watching the season 2 of Cheer came out last night, and it's sticking in my head to speak about this. And I'm not, you know, I don't agree with any type of child molestation or anything like that. That's a horrible thing to do. But one of the characters in the show, they thought had such great character. You know, they thought that he was a person of integrity and that he was a highlight on the show. You know, he became famous for his personality. But then later on, it was revealed that he was doing inappropriate things with children, you know, and doing inappropriate things that nobody should ever do to a child or put a child in that certain type of situation and scenario. And unfortunately, no matter how great he was in one point of his life, his character is now tarnished forever because of the horrible choices that he made. And I know that that's a very extreme choice. But we have to be very careful of the things that we do now, that we say. You know, we live in cancel culture, the things that we tweet. And it's not even about cancel culture. It's more so that we are being held now to a higher regard. And I'm not saying get caught up in social media or, you know, what random people have to say about you online that don't know you, but people in your life and the people that you interact with on a daily basis. You know, what are those interactions like? What are those interactions with your friends? You know, all of those things really, really matter, and they're important to your character, and they're important about your character. Character can give you opportunities. Character is super important when you're networking, because when you're networking, you know, they say that your circle is the sum of your wealth. You know, if you are the sum of the people that you have in your social circle. So if you are in a social circle with high regarding individuals, with people of character, with people of high value. I don't even like that word. I think Kevin Samuels kind of tarnished that high value word. To me, high value just means a person of integrity, a person who brings light into a space, a person who has something to offer, a person who is positive. And I'm not saying that you have to be a perfect person at all, but character is super important. In the book, No Excuses by Brian Tracy, it says it's the level of integrity living in a complete truth of yourself and others that demonstrates more than anything else than the quality of your character. In a way, integrity is actually the value that guarantees all others' value. So when people speak of your integrity or your character, you know, they're speaking on the trust that you provide. They're speaking on the value that you provide. They speak on the insight that you provide. So character is extremely important in those instances where, you know, you're in social circles, or maybe, you know, somebody wants to introduce you to somebody. If they know that you're not a person of integrity, that you're always in drama, that you are, you know, just not a good person, your name is not going to really come up in those social circles, you know, or come up in such a positive light. And sometimes it won't come up at all, because a lot of people don't even entertain gossip. They don't entertain mess. So if you're trying to get to a certain level, certain people don't even entertain anything that's not going to bring them value. And when your name comes up, when, you know, people speak about the things that you've done at work or the things that you've done in the community or at church or wherever, that there should be a level of integrity and dignity behind that, you know. And yes, people can lie on you, for sure. People can have a misinterpretation of you and your character, for sure. And it's up to you if you want to fight for that or not. I'm big in clearing my character, but sometimes everybody doesn't need that. But what keeps me solid, even when people get it wrong, is knowing that I did the right thing. Knowing that I did my best to be my best and to have the most integrity, you know. So that's the difference between, you know, really falling on the sword for something that was said about you, right? Or owning who you are and not needing to prove yourself to anybody because you know the person that you are. And that can be hard. You know, the more notoriety you get sometimes, or the more well you're known in your community or your city or in your social circle, or in maybe your career field. You know, if you're a lawyer, you know, that speaks volumes. You know, I tell you guys all the time, I'm a big fan of suits. And character and integrity is something big in the lawyer world. They know who's a sleazy lawyer and they know who's an outright outstanding lawyer. You know, and people, a lot of people will know you before you even enter a room. A lot of people will know or hear your name or see you before you enter a room, especially if we have any content creators out there. I know there's a few on here. If we have any people that do business in their local communities, you know, we had Kirsten on here and she's such a woman of integrity. And when I mean a person of integrity, I want to be very clear. I'm not talking about a perfect individual. I'm not talking about a person that never makes mistakes. I'm not talking about a person that never curses. I'm not talking about a person who is so, I'm not talking about a perfect person. You know, I'm not talking about I'm definitely not perfect. I'm talking about somebody who tries to do the right thing as much as possible, who will go above and beyond to be a pillar, be a pillar in a situation, hold themselves to a high regard and high integrity. That's what I'm referring to. And also in the book, which really spoke out to me, it says, the development of character is the greatest business of your life. You know, we talked about relationships yesterday and it's super important to have integrity because that's the foundation of building those relationships. You can't build solid relationships if your character is in question or if your character is flawed. You know, if you want to meet a group of women and they notice that your energy is off or you're negative or you're not, and then they're a positive group of women, it's going to be very hard to connect with them. It's going to be very hard to communicate with them. You know, Oprah has a saying, be responsible for the energy you bring into a room. And I find that to be so important because people have no idea that your facial expressions, your body language, how you interact with others is going to determine so much, or they're going to have a preconceived notion of your character. And you can have the best intentions in the world, but if you don't lead with a good footing, I guess you can say first, you don't want anybody to misjudge your character in the first meeting. Does that make sense? I know that was a little vague, but I hope that made sense. But the book also says, what you do speaks so loudly that I cannot hear a word that you say. And that's what I meant by that is, you know, when you come into a room, how do you act? What is your energy like? Are you standoffish? You know, I've entered plenty of rooms with women and they're so fearful of being judged and they're so fearful of not knowing your character that before they even give the benefit of the doubt that this may be a good person, there's all this already resentment, judgment, you know, look, you guys, this little baby is just a whiny little thing. Hi, Zara. Say hi. I have to finish the show. But they are so, they're so tunnel visioned on insecurities, because that's to me what it is, you know, and I could be wrong, or placing false judgment on somebody before getting to know them, before having a conversation, before talking to them. And my body language is always like, hi, how are you? It's very pleasant. And what I notice is people's walls come down, you know, and then they are open to getting to know me and trying to see and figuring me out. But if I had that same like standoffish attitude, then the energy in the room would kind of be a little foul, if that makes any sense. Because, and I know, have you guys ever dealt with that, walking into a room or walking into a party or walking into like a baby shower or a bridesmaids event or something like that, and not knowing the women, and some of the women just having stank energy and stank attitudes, or already feeling like that you may be a problem without even getting to know you. And what that shows people who are of character, honestly, and people who are not insecure, is that that person's insecure. That person has something going on. Because like I always say, how people treat you a lot of the times, especially when they don't know you, is not a reflection of you. You know, we're not talking about that in that instance. It's a reflection of them and how they feel about themselves. And what it articulates is that you may have a low vibration or a person that's not really worried about character because you're so worried about your ego and you're so worried about being judged and you're so worried about the wrong thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but I can feel that energy all the time. Anytime I walk into a room, because I'm so friendly, and not saying I'm perfect at all, like I keep saying, but I can always tell when energy is off. So we have to check our own energy. You know, if I go into a space, I make sure that, you know, it's pleasant and I'm inviting. And you may not have that personality, and that's okay. But understand just changing that little bit, and not saying not be who you are, but just opening up a little bit, or maybe being a woman who doesn't have those preconceived notions can change out the whole thing. And you never know who you can network with. You never know who you may be in a room with or who somebody else knows. And so it's important to lead with your character, because your character speaks before you do. You know, your reputation speaks before you do. You know, most men, when they meet a beautiful woman, they call their friends and they send pictures and they say, hey, do you know anything about this woman? And although our standards should not be held to what men, you know, want, but if you're in the dating space, you know, a good man is going to want a woman of character, just like a woman is going to want a man of character. You're not going to want a man with a horrible reputation or that's known for doing women completely and utterly wrong. Like, you're going to want a man who has integrity. You're going to want a man who has great character. You're married to one, or you're dating a man of good character and good integrity. And I think that that's super important. When it comes to business, you know, you're not going to do business with shady people. That's why people do reviews. That's why people, you know, spend so much time watching influencers and what they like, because they want to make the right choice. And they're banking on those influencers to have integrity with their products. You know, that's why it's such a big importance for people to follow people that they trust. It's all about integrity. It's all about your character. So it says, every time you have compromised or taking the easy way or behaved in a manner inconsistent with what you know, what you knew to be right, and you have weakened your character and softened your personality. So this book says, every time you've compromised and taken the easy way or behaved in a manner that's inconsistent with what you knew was right, you have weakened your character and softened your personality. And that can go with anything. There's always, you know, stories about embezzlement. You know, I'm a HBCU alumni, and there's always stories about presidents of sororities and fraternities embezzling money or taking money from the community, or just whatever the case may be. It's like, when we don't do the right thing, even when it's at work, you know, cutting corners, or maybe even doing it, not paying for things at self-checkout. I don't know how people do that. I can't steal. But it's you know, we see it's something in us that even though you feel like you're the only person that knows, something in there stirs. I don't know if you guys know that, but something in there stirs, and it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. And it low-key tarnishes our character. It tarnishes how we feel about ourselves. You know, it's something so peaceful about saying what you have never done sometimes, you know, but it's hard to really like yourself if you don't like your character. That's one thing that I pride myself in, is like, no matter what happens, I really like myself, and I want everybody to like themselves. But if you don't hold yourself to a tier of character, you're not going to like you. You know, if you hold yourself to being a doormat or allowing people to do whatever to you, because that's a part of the character, then that's even a harder pill to swallow, because we want to like ourselves. So it says, live in your complete truth and be true to who you are. So that's also a part of your character. If you're not a person who, if you're not a person who just doesn't do X, Y, and Z, then that's just not who you are. And it's okay to stand on that. It's okay to tell the world and to tell people who come into your space and your preview, you know, I don't rock like that. There's just something I just don't do. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was watching this podcast called Drink Champs, and they had Amber Rose on. And people can, you know, feel what they feel about the woman. But when she was having her interview, one thing I felt was very interesting is the host kept trying to get her to smoke weed. And he kept passing her, you know, the weed. And she was like, I don't smoke. It's cool. I don't smoke. And she stand firm on her character. I don't smoke. Now, had she bent to the peer pressure, or any of us bent to the peer pressure of doing things that we don't do, then, you know, then we're diminishing our character and what we stand for ourselves. Same thing like saving money for yourself. If you know that, hey, I'm supposed to save money each time I get paid, and you don't save your money, yeah, everybody may not know, but you know. That's a part of your character. That's a part of your integrity. Do you stick to the things that you say you're going to do? And like I said, the opposite weakens your character. So if you are now doing things that you don't want to do, don't like to do, same with young women in social media. You know, what are you willing to post and what are you not willing to post? Are you posting things because, you know, X, Y, and Z post? If you guys have young children or young ladies or even boys, you know, are you asking for certain pictures that you know you're not supposed to be asking for? Are we doing things on social media that we're not supposed to do? Are we cussing out? Are we doing, like, what are we presenting to the world? And is that a true reflection of who we are as people? It's very important. It's more about how we see ourselves, like I said, at the end of the day. Because if you can't look yourself in the mirror off of the choices that you made, like Destiny said, Dion says it lowers our self-esteem 100%. Because then you don't trust yourself. Then you don't know what you're capable of. And you have to be in control of yourself. You are your number one best friend. You know, and that's when that honesty comes in. That's when looking at yourself in the mirror comes in. And checking yourself and saying, you know what? We don't get down like this. We don't do this. This is not what we do. This is not who we are. And it says the test of your character, it's only when you're under pressure, when you are forced to choose one way or the other, or to either live consistently with the values or compromise it, that you determining your true character. So for instance, maybe you're checking out at the register and like I said, they missed the water under your cart. Some folks gonna walk out. Some folks gonna be like, well, shoot, they ain't get it. My butt is always like, you know, y'all missed something, or don't forget this, or I forgot to pay this. Because the times that I have, and I'm gonna be honest, the times that I have walked out or been like, ooh, they didn't see this, I always felt it. I don't know about you guys, but, and let me know down below, I feel like my relationship with God is so strong that he's gonna be like, all right, you want to make that choice, there's consequences to that choice. You know, and the consequences I always keep my character on the straight and narrow. But there are a lot of people who teeter their character. You know, there are a lot of people who waive what they will and won't do. And like the book says, it's under pressure. Just like I said with the interview of him trying to get her to smoke weed, the peer pressure. You know, or, you know, when we're kids, going to the mall and stealing some stuff. You know, that's always seems to be popping up when it comes to peer pressure. Weed, sex, you know, for children and kids and teens. You know, a lot of people don't do it because they're ready. They do it because they feel like they're character, you know, that they want to be a part of something. And it all diminishes our character at the end of the day. And it says, when you choose the higher value over the lower value, the more difficult over the easy, the right over the wrong, you feel good about yourself. Your self-esteem increases. You like and respect yourself more. Self-respect, y'all, is pivotal. Self-respect is going to carry you and speak volumes before you do. It's going to allow you to put your best foot forward. You know, it's going to make, you're going to know, I'm a woman of integrity. I'm a woman of high value and character. I don't do certain things. You know, there's certain things I just don't participate in. And that can be as small as gossip. That could be as small as, you know, like I said, just doing the right thing without not stealing or not embezzling, not whatever it is. And I'm saying all these lofty things because I don't know people that do these things. But look at our, you know, prison systems. You know, there are a lot of people that are in prison for doing minor, you know, things that tiptoed outside of their normal character. You know, and there's people that have done big things, but sometimes it can be small things that get people hemmed up in bad situations, i.e. taxes. you know, not doing the right thing with our taxes. And nobody wants to pay taxes. And there's tax laws and all that to help us out, but things happen. You know, so it's definitely important to ensure that we are doing the right thing at all times. I want to read this because I think this is super important. I normally do the Q&As at the end, but I love what Dion just said. So she said, Dion said, you have to fully forgive yourself, though, so you can move on. It's hard to do that when you realize you have negotiated with your worth, your values, your morals for validation and acceptance. Ooh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've all fallen short, including myself. I've done things that did not bring me peace or weren't the most integrity, you know, most integrous, that's a word, you know, or the most character building things. You know, we've all made mistakes, but that is so important. Like Ms. Dion said, is we have to forgive ourselves for the times that we have lowered our value for something, for the times that we have, you know, diminished our character or didn't do the things that we felt were right. I think that is super important. And I love that. Thank you, Dion, for saying that, because that is important. We're going to make mistakes. We're not going to always do the right thing, but we can always choose. And if you've changed and if you've moved on and evolved as a person, don't allow anybody to hold you to the past you. You know, I don't care what your past was. I don't care if you were promiscuous. I don't care if you used to steal. I don't care what you used to do. If you have changed and now you are a person of integrity, then you have to stand on that. I don't do those things anymore. Don't bring that up to me. That's not who I used to be. That was a different person. You know, it is okay to evolve and reinvent yourself, as long as you are standing true to those values and those morals and you truly have changed. But I think that forgiveness is super, 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 super important, you know, because nobody is perfect. Everybody has made mistakes. And depending on if you're a male or female in society determines how you'll be judged by those mistakes. Does that make sense? Because men, y'all know, can do a whole lot more in society's eyes than women can, and that we can. You know, men can sleep with a million women and their character isn't tarnished. You know, women do the same thing and, oh, she's this and, oh, she's that and, oh, she's that. So depending on who you are in society will determine how you are characterized, you know. But how you feel about you is super, super, super important. How you feel about you and who you choose to be moving forward is important. But when you choose the higher road, when you choose, you know, to do the right thing. And at times it may not feel that way. You know, at times you do want to cuss that person out. At times you do want to tell that person about themselves. At times you don't want to take the high road. You know, I heard this saying, you know, Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. And there was a girl that says, I don't care about none of that, Michelle. When they go low, I go lower. And I thought that was so funny because, yes, sometimes you want to get in there and fight. Sometimes you want to get in there and tell somebody about themselves. Sometimes, you know, you want to entertain the whatever. You want to, you know, cut off the top. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the energy you bring yourself, is it worth it? See, Dang Dion also says, yes, people will always try to bring up your past and try to diminish you, but you can't allow it to happen. Shaking my head. It's hard to be a woman. Absolutely. It definitely is. Go ahead and load up the comments. I definitely want to get to the comments earlier today because I feel like you guys got some good ones. Ms. Shannon says, I see myself as a woman of good character. Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, you cannot feel guilty about anything in your past. You have to forgive yourself. You have to say, you know what? I didn't do the right things. Maybe you didn't know better. Maybe you were just young. And But when you're young, you aren't thinking about your future. You're not thinking about none of this. This comes with age. This comes with wisdom. This comes with time, you know, so we have to forgive ourselves and our past. And if we were not holding ourselves to that standard, and that's okay. But now it's a new day. You're an adult now. You can make the best decisions for you. You can absolutely make the best decisions for you. Ms. Shannon says character and lifestyle go hand in hand. Absolutely. And really be careful of the people that you have in your circle, because if, like I said before, if you hang out with a den of thieves, either you're okay with stealing or you're going to eventually steal too. So your circle really has a lot to do with your character, because character is the sum of everybody's values, right? So if everybody in your circle does not have the best morals or values, your morals and values can be tainted or tarnished because they're not going to hold you to that standard. You know, but if you're in a circle with people of high integrity, they're going to tell you about yourself. They're going to be like, hey, you shouldn't do that. Or no, I wouldn't do that. Or, you know, where are you getting all this money from? Or if you're embezzling or something like that. And nothing is worth your future. Nothing is worth, you know, tearing down your character and tearing down your personal self-esteem. But you can't beat yourself up for what you've done in the past. So it goes hand in hand. It's like, have high standards for yourself, but at the same time, don't beat yourself up and forgive yourself for your past. Forgiveness is definitely key. My Miss Virgo Diva says, if you're known for being messy and I know I stay away from you, that's a sign of your character. I don't invite negative people into my circle and I stay away from you. Absolutely. You do not want to be known as the girl that always got something going on or the messy one or, you know, and it is a ripple effect. When your drama or your negativity starts implementing and impacting others and they become collateral damage in your mess, people stop entertaining it. People stop coming around because they say, I got into this drama or this mess because of you. Even though I played a part, I'm staying away from you because I don't want that ever to come into my life. And I've had to do that with people as a grown adult, being like, oh, you're cool and I really like you, but I can't rock with you because the way you move or the people that you have around you or your character isn't really there. I'm so sorry. There's a lot of sugar babies and sugar daddy activity going on, especially with these young women. And although I don't judge them for it because they got it from somewhere, they feel like that's something that they need to do for themselves. So A, teach their own. But personally, no shade, I would not hang out with a woman that had a sugar daddy. It's just something that I would not do because I don't condone that. I don't believe in using people for their money. I don't judge a woman for that. I feel like teach their own. But it's just something that I personally just don't have in my circle for whatever reason, you know, so just be careful of that and not to judge like, hey, do you at the end of the day, it's your life. You have to do what's best for you. But people will judge you off of the way you move and how you move. And maybe it's not a horrible judgment. Like, I don't think that they're horrible people or condemning them to hell or nothing like that. But people will judge. People will be like, just saying. Ms. Shannon says, good morning. I'm working on my character. It depends on your dreams. It depends if your dreams come true or not. Your character determines your dreams coming true or not. Absolutely. I don't know why it was so hard for me to get out. You finally caught the live show. Absolutely. And again, we are reading out of Brian Tracy. This book is so important. So it says, please speak about stereotypes that are associated with good character, like wardrobe, your accent, language, skin complexion. I think that the way people perceive us affects us as well. Thoughts. Absolutely. So like I said, there are certain things that are going to be out of your control because of stereotypes, because of society, because of just because of life in general. Right. We cannot. Our jobs as people isn't to decipher everybody's judgment. You have to be the best person that you can be for yourself. And that's why I said your personal character is super important, because no matter what anybody else thinks about you, but without them knowing you, and that's a big key. Does this person know me personally? Does this person has had any interaction with me one-on-one? Have they ever been in my personal space? And if the answer is no, unfortunately, you have to take their opinion with a grain of salt. But there are certain things that we can't get away from in our society. But I really think that it's telling that if somebody judges you off your accent, the language you speak and your skin complexion, that speaks more about them and their ignorance than it does of you. Now, wardrobe is tricky. Now, here's what I will say about wardrobe, right? I do not believe that if a woman dresses a certain way, that she invites sexual predators, anything like that. I think that a woman, males, whomever, should have the right to dress the way they want to. I do believe that. You should have the right to dress the way they want to. However, I will say that there was a saying that we did in college, and You want to address the way you want to be addressed. And that's with anything. That has nothing to do a lot of it. Sometimes, okay, I will say society will judge you off your clothing. But what I will say to this point is if I'm going to court and I show up in a t-shirt and sweats, I'm going to be handled differently than I would be if I showed up in a suit. If I am a business professional and I am wearing a club dress to a business meeting, I'm going to be treated differently than a person that is going to dress business professional or business casual. That is just the nature of the beast. Your wardrobe kind of speaks to how you want to be addressed. So I would say, yes, you have full autonomy to wear whatever you want to wear, especially in America. You can dye your hair however you want to. You can dress however you want to. However, you have to be honest with yourself because we live in the real world, unfortunately, and we live in a society that judges you off of the way you dress. How do I want to be addressed? You know what I mean? How do I want to be perceived? And it's not right that people perceive people off the way they dress, but that's just the book. You know, they say you can't judge a book by its cover, but that's why books have covers, so that they can be picked up and so they can be read. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, that's just something that you have to choose for yourself. It sucks that we can't just wear what we want to wear all the time, every time, but it is what it is. And it just depends on you and how much you care about that. Now, if you don't care and that, you know, like, hey, how I dress is not a part of, you know, how I feel about myself and my integrity, and my character, and this is how I choose to do it. You just have to stand firm on that. You have to stand firm on that. You know, that's what a lot of people, that's what Amber Rose's Slut Walk is about. That's what a lot of people are advocating for. And I agree. Nobody should be disrespected or touched or harmed because of the way they dress. But on the flip side, outside of that, people will judge you off of how you dress, unfortunately. Ms. Danny says, hold on, let's see. Wait. I want to go back to that because that was really good. Oh, y'all are blowing up the comments today. I love that. That's why outgrowing friends is normal. When your character levels up, so should your friends. Absolutely. Character is everything. And yes, your circle has a lot to do with it. I learned that a lot. Mom always told me, if you hang around dogs, you will be a dog. Roll around with dogs, you'll get fleas eventually. Or wake up with fleas is what I'm saying. Someone help me. I got you, girl. Amber, I got you. I knew exactly what you were talking about. Danny says, is there a difference between character and reputation? I do believe that there is a difference between character and reputation. They kind of go hand in hand, but I will say your character is who you are as a person, your values, your morals, everything inside you, which you exude every day. Now, your reputation can be, that's people's perception of you. Now, we live in society where people will judge, like I just said, people will judge you off of whatever they want to assume. I'll give you guys a great example, Lori Harvey, right? Lori Harvey was perceived as being, you know, a woman who dated all these celebrities and who was wild and had and was out there and was loose. But then I started thinking about it, right? That was her reputation to society. Like, oh, she's always out with these celebrities. She's probably, you know, people like to perceive people to do things that they have no idea if they're doing that, right? And so one day I thought to myself, I was like, what if she didn't sleep with any of those men? What if she's a virgin? You know, we don't know. You know, nobody has confirmed that they've actually slept with this woman. They haven't said that they've dated, but we didn't hear any of these men really talk down on them. Gone down on her, except for Future, because he's heartbroken or whatever the case may be, bitter males, you know. But, you know, so my thing is your reputation, honestly, is what people perceive of you, but that doesn't necessarily have to be true to who you are. And it's up to you to just put your best foot forward every day and stay based in your character. You can get a bad reputation of being a hothead because you had one incident. You could be a reputation of being promiscuous and sleeping with one person. So yes, the Bible says your reputation is better than gold because it is great to have a great reputation. Like, you know, what people say about you, depending on the social circle, really matters. But you have to decipher, is it true or not? You know, if your reputation is true, then we got to fix that. Then you have the power to fix and adjust your reputation, because people will say, that's a totally different person than I used to know back in the day. You know, that person is definitely not the person that used to be. That person has grown and changed, and everybody won't get that grace. Let's just keep it a buck. But I definitely believe your reputation is more outward and your character is more inward, if that makes any sense. And the people who are going to see your character and whose you know, opinions really matter is your circle. Are your close family and friends that you trust, that you know, that actually know who you are? And sometimes your reputation, depending on why you got the reputation you got, depending on it, you have to take it with a grain of salt. You can defend it. You can defend your reputation. I definitely do that when I get an opportunity, but some people don't even care to waste their energy. It just depends on you. But I definitely do believe that there is a difference. I was long-winded. My bad. I got it. If you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. It's the same as if you hang out with negative people, you will be negative. I cannot be around that. Absolutely. And you control who's in your circle for sure. Danny says, is there a difference between advice and judgment? I think that you can tell when somebody's judging you versus giving you advice. Judgment is when somebody is hell-bent on telling you what something is. Advice is saying, hey, this is something that I have an idea about. Maybe I think that you should implement. And there's no strings attached. Either you take it or you don't. Like, I, you know, it's cool either way. And judgment is, you did this, so you should do. Like, judgment is really harsh. Judgment is really harsh. That judgment that happens on the workplace. Absolutely. Like, judgment in the workplace. That's why you got to be careful where you work. And your leadership has a lot to do with your environment as well. So if you have toxic leadership, you're going to have a toxic work environment, unfortunately. If you have passive leaders, you're going to have a very toxic workplace. If you have an iron fist at the top, you're going to have a toxic workplace. That just depends on, unfortunately, over them. But I would take your coworkers' judgment with a grain of salt. They don't really know who you are outside of work. Does that make sense? And you don't need to be friends with your coworkers to have a solid workplace. If they think you're a stone cold B word at work, am I getting my work done? Does my work speak for itself? You have to kind of determine what that is for you. If you work in a place where the opinions of people matter around you, that sucks. Especially in the military, they are always like peer-to-peer reviews. Those always suck because you really don't talk to those people like that. So you have to kind of take people's things with a grain of salt. You have to say, just depends on where it's coming from. You know what I mean? And if it's true to you or not. All behavior has consequences. Absolutely. There is a way to be. I think there's right and wrong, but that's up to each individual person and their walk and how they feel about it. LaDonna says, I've seen where persons who judge someone based off their character, based on the character of a person's family. How should an individual in that situation handle that? Ooh, unfortunately, that's a hard one because again, we're judged by society, right? So say if your dad is a kingpin, a drug cartel kingpin, and he goes to prison. Unfortunately, the stain of his reputation is going to leak on you in one way or another. It's hard. You can't get away from family reputations. You can try your best, I think, to just be a person of character and integrity as much as you can and try to shy away from that. But unfortunately, some things are just how it is. And it's up to you whether you're going to allow that to diminish how you feel about yourself and your self-esteem. Or you're going to say, you know what? Unfortunately, that person did that. That was not me. And I don't live like that. And this is how I am. But that's why marrying a man of integrity is important. That's why marrying a woman of integrity is important. Knowing somebody's integrity is super important. So you know what generational effects you know your children are going to have, your grandchildren are going to have, like all of that plays a part. And that's why they say, be careful who you have children with because of that reason, unfortunately. I don't have too much to put to that because that's a hard place to be in with when it comes to family. That judgment in the workplace all the time, in military, for example, absolutely. And I want to say that military judgment, take that. Do not, because I have experience in that, do not take that crap with a grain of salt. They don't know you. They're judging you off of a standard that was meant for a certain type of person. That is a standard that is meant for one type of person. Everybody is not like that. So please take that judgment with a grain of salt, but do your best to live in your character each and every day and do what's right for you. I wish we didn't live in a world like this, girl. Me neither. It really sucks being, we're always judged about everything. Spiritually speaking, Proverbs 31, we're supposed to dress appropriately. I've definitely changed the way I dress for me because I rather feel more appropriate and feel more classy. Exactly. Teach their own. I can't really speak on that because I've never had a curvaceous body, so I've never been overly sexualized. I could imagine a woman that maybe developed early or has, you know, bigger breasts or bigger buttocks or things like that, and how they can just wearing regular clothes. Like I remember that meme that this teacher dressed too sexy for work because her dresses were a little tight, or she wore fitted jeans that were actually in style at the time. You gotta dress for what you want. And I agree. Proverbs 31 says a woman should dress in dignity and she wears certain garments. And it's really how you want to be addressed. So dress how you want to be addressed. If you don't want your clothing to be a problem, then you unfortunately have to bend with society and dress what makes you feel comfortable in that space of classy, or like you said, classy or like appropriately. And there's a time and a place for everything. What you're going to wear to the club is not what you're going to wear to church. What you wear, even though I've seen that in college. I know, you know, girls that wear club dress to church. It's okay. God says, come as you are. But, you know, you know how you address people. If somebody that said that they were a lawyer came to you with a baggy shirt and some baggy jeans, you're going to address them super different than if they came to you with a suit. That's kind of human nature. So we can't ignore human nature, y'all. We have to be in the real world and understand that we will be judged by certain things. But it's up to you whether you're going to let it affect you or not, and knowing that your character is solid because you know who you are, or you know you're going to play the game. And sometimes all it is playing the game of life. Just playing the game. KB says it's definitely not fair. Absolutely, it's not. It's not. Women, we get the short end of the stick sometimes, for sure. But then we get a lot of perks too. So I'd rather be a woman any day than a man. I'm just saying. That's just me. Danny says the sexual revolution of the 1960s is the primary cause that women dress anyhow in society today. And there is consequences for that behavior. I hear what you're saying. I never want to shame a woman for being free. You know, I do think that if we live in America, you have the right to dress the way you want to dress. You know, I don't think that it's anybody's right to tell you how you should dress. However, how do you want to be addressed is the biggest thing. But I don't want to judge women for wearing what they want. Some women love their bodies. Some women are saying, I'm young, I'm beautiful, I'm not going to look like this for the rest of my life, so I'm going to show it off. That is their prerogative. I don't think that has anything to do with their character, so to speak. That's just what they choose to do. As far as reputation is concerned, that is determined off of the society and people around you, but their character can be solid. You know, I know some cool strippers. Not saying that we're BFFs, but I've met some really cool women that were exotic dancers. I don't think that their reputation might not be the best in certain people's eyes, but that doesn't necessarily say that their character is bad, if that makes any sense. So I don't think that we should say that there are consequences to the behavior of wearing a certain thing. I think that that's kind of, in my personal opinion, the wrong way to look at it. I feel like to each their own, but I'm going to make sure I do this so I'm addressed this way because that's what I want. Some women do not care, and that's their prerogative. And I think that we should allow women, we're already beat up by society enough. I think we should allow women to do what they want. And we just make sure that, you know, we're doing what we got to do for us. Does that make sense? I don't want to contradict the topic, but I definitely don't want to go around judging everybody and being, you know, the wardrobe police, because ain't nobody, let's talk about these men with their pants behind under their butts with these belts on. Okay, we need to be policing these men just as much as we try to police women, in my personal opinion. Dang Dion says, I have trouble with standing firm. It's hard. It takes a minute, but you have to stand firm in who you are. And that's knowing who you are. That's having a character and integrity, because nobody can tell you about yourself. If you absolutely know you did the right thing, right? I'll give you guys a perfect example. I was accused of sleeping with somebody's ex-boyfriend that was in a mutual friend circle. I was not raised like that. That's something that I just would not do. Right? I was accused of that. So I had to stand firm and say, well, what do you want to know happened? Because I'll let you know the details. That is not who I am. I'm sorry that you felt that way. And I'm sorry that by me inserting myself in a little bit of drama that I became accused of that and brought that energy. But that's not who I am. I would never do that. You know what I mean? So standing firm is sometimes defending yourself, defending your character. And sometimes standing firm is, I know that they don't know me. I know that their opinion at the end of the day doesn't matter, because the opinions that matter is myself and God. And because I know I'm a woman of integrity, and I know I'm a woman of good character, what they're saying about me isn't true. All right, whatever. So that's kind of standing firm. You can either defend yourself or stand firm on knowing who you are. Knowing you're not a jacked up person, knowing that you're a good person and you try to do the right thing to the best of your ability. To me, that's what that means, is standing firm. But it's not all the time of sticking up for yourself. It's not all the time going to bat for yourself, or, you know, sometimes you just got to let people think what they think and then realize where that opinion is coming from. In the military, there were always judgments and misconceptions about me all the time, because I was a Black woman, because I was an officer, all the above. And at the end of the day, I was just like, I don't care about y'all. Like, pay attention to that too. Do you care about the opinion that it's coming from? If you don't care about that, how that person feels about you, or care about that person at all, whatever. You know, and then also the standard that you're being held to. God didn't make you a white man. You will never be a white man. So do not try to hold yourself to this false white man, you know, I guess, standard that they have for us in the military. I will say that. I will say that for real. Can you do a relationship character talk? We could talk about that right now. We got a couple minutes. Character in a relationship is key. You know, you have to trust the person that you're with. You know, if the person that you're with doesn't show you good character, they don't answer the calls, they lie, they cheat. That is a part of your character. You know, and too many people allow people just to come in and do whatever they want to do and come and go as they please and act how they want to act. All of that is a part of your character. All of that is a part of your character. And if you are I really feel like a man of integrity is not a cheater. A man of integrity is not a liar. If a man is up there lying and cheating, or a woman is lying and cheating in a relationship, you're showing me you don't have high character for yourself. You're not a high valued person in the character realm. I don't care what you look like. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what you dress like. If you're a liar and a cheater, you do not have high character, or you're not, does that make sense? So I feel like if you're in a situation with somebody who constantly lies and cheats, you're with somebody of low character. Because that's a part of it. That's a part of doing the right thing. We talked about taking the easy way versus the hard way when you're put to the test. It says it's difficult to choose. Oh, it says when you choose the higher value over the lower, meaning doing the right thing versus not doing the right thing, right? Not cheating versus cheating. The more difficult over the easy, the right over the wrong, you feel good about yourself. Your self-esteem increases. You like and respect yourself. When people do wrong and they lie and they cheat, they do not have good self-esteem about themselves. I'm gonna tell you that right now. When people are being deceitful and they're lying and they're cheating and they could definitely bring you heartbreak and dis-ease. Tells you a lot about their character, in my personal opinion. So I really think that you have to check that. Is the person I'm laying next to have high integrity? That's very important to me. You have to die to yourself, to your flesh daily and grow spiritually. Galatians 5:21-23, fruits of the spirit. Absolutely. So Dang Dion says she also dresses modest. Duran barely even spoke and she was still judged. Absolutely. You can do everything under the sun perfect and still be judged. So we have to just make sure that, like I said, we're doing what we know is right, and we know what's right in the eyes of God, you know, if that's who you choose to be that person for you, and make sure that you're doing the best you can each and every day. Let's see. KB says you can get a reputation of being an aggressive, argumentative female if you're too opinionated. Yeah, we can. But then also, KB, I would say pick your battles. There's a time and a place for everything. And then we have to also not be doormats. But sometimes we can be so in fight mode that we don't just do this. You know, sometimes you got to let the majority rule and just kind of go with the flow. And I'm not saying be a doormat. I'm not saying be a person who doesn't stand up for what they believe in, because you absolutely should. But for me, when I had to realize I was the only one that was fighting, like we were at work or something jacked up happened, when I was the only one that always had something to say, I was just like, well, clearly they don't care. I was like, clearly they are on a different boat. They have a different, you know, character scale than I do. So let me fall back and stop falling on the shield for these folks, because they clearly don't have the same values as I do, or they don't have the same, you know, oomph as I do. So you want to make sure that you are playing the game to get you the best result that you want to, while staying in good character. You know, I had to learn that there was a time and a place for me to speak my mind or to have an attitude, or because I'm very opinionated. You know, I'd be the first one to be like, roll my eyes, smack my lips. But then I had to realize that I was being unprofessional. This is me. I don't know about your situation, KB, but I could be disrespectful at times, or my opinion just wasn't asked or necessary, you know? So depending on the work environment and depending on the circumstance. And I'm not saying be a doormat. I'm not saying don't ever say anything. I'm not saying don't speak up for yourself. I'm not saying don't do what's right and stick up for what's right. But if you know that you're the only one, you have something to say, and you'd be like, but we was just talking about, you ain't gonna say no. Stop falling on sword for folks. I used to do that all the time. I'd be the main one, you know, and I got that same reputation of being like, oh, here she got something to say. You know, and I didn't like that. So just decipher if it's something that if it's worth fighting for. You know, I had to learn that. Dealing with coworkers that do underhanded things towards you personally is a sign of their character, in my opinion. Absolutely. How do you deal with them going through this right now? Depending on what they did, if they did something to really diminish your reputation within the company, then you need to bring it to, you know, people that you trust, maybe an HR person, maybe your boss, if you trust them. Can you stop, Zara? Stop it, baby. Zara's up here about to mess up my whole little background. Stop, Zara. I would go to either somebody HR, depending on the situation. If it's something that was just shady, go to them personally. You know, I have stopped a whole lot of BS in my job and my workplace by just addressing the person. Like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And laying it all out on the table. Because what we tend to do sometimes in our societies, we'll talk behind people's back, we'll whisper, we'll do little slight things. But sometimes when you go to a person and pull them to the side in private, or maybe have a witness there with you, you know, sometimes a third party, so, you know, they can't spin the story later on. Because sometimes you need that, especially as Black women, we got to have that top cover. So maybe bringing a neutral party with you to have that conversation, or pulling them to the side and saying, look, I know you did X, Y, and Z, and stand up for yourself. You know, I'm not going to tolerate that type of stuff. Also read the 48 Laws of Power. That kind of shows you how to deal with certain people and how to get the upper hand in certain situations. It could be a little shady, I'm not going to lie, depending on how you maneuver that book. But sometimes calling people out in a respectful and private way, you want to call people out in private. Don't do it in a public setting. Don't do it in front of everybody because nobody wants to be embarrassed. And that's not going to get you the results you want. But sometimes pulling people to a side, like I'll give you guys a perfect example. When I was a lieutenant, there was another lieutenant. He was a white male and he was a very smart guy. I would go to him, you know, about certain things. And we were having a conversation with another lieutenant that was my friend at the time. And we were talking about a situation and he cut me off. The white male cut me off and he basically disregarded my statement. I told him, I said, I need to talk to you for a second. I got a little bold. I ain't gonna lie. I was a little aggressive, but I said, hey, I need to talk to you for a second. I walked him into my boss's office at the time, cause I knew my boss was a mutual party. I knew that he wasn't going to judge me. He was going to have my back or he was just going to see it for what it was. Right. So I trusted that space and I needed that third party. So this man wouldn't lie on me later on. So I brought him into the office and I said, don't you ever cut me off or disrespect me ever again in your life. Do you understand? I had to shut it down because I knew if I wouldn't have in that moment, he was going to continue to disrespect me. And that wasn't something I was going to have. And so after he said, yeah, I get it. I shook his hand and I said, okay, I'm good. Are we good? You know, some of you got to look people in the eye. Are we good? All right, cool. Now you have to handle them how you read the room. You know, see if that's the person you can do that with, but definitely stand up for yourself. Again, long-winded. But I feel like certain things you got to nip in the bud and just let people know you're not the one. Sometimes you just got to let them know you are not the one. Oh, I love this. Dang, Dion got some gems today, y'all. She says, avoiding judgment is like avoiding success. You can't let other people's opinions get in your way. Absolutely. You will be judged. If you are a hard charger, if you are a person that's doing their thing, you will be judged. And you cannot, like she said, you cannot... You can't get caught up in other people's opinions when you know your character is solid. And that's why the character is so important. Reputation is opinions, and that matters too. But how you feel about yourself and knowing you did the right thing is the most important. Miss Hope says, I'm tiny and still get sexualized. Oh, I'm sorry. If you're pretty, men will still try their hand as if you are a woman with curves. That is true. You have to decipher that. So that's why I say dressing all the time isn't necessarily going to stop you from being harassed. Dressing how you want to be addressed definitely helps. But I do not think that if you dress in a sexual manner that invites or should invite somebody to touch you, disrespect you, or harm you, or rape you, or sexually assault you. No, that is the reflection of that person not having integrity and character to keep their hands, keep their mouths closed, and stop their sexual urges. It's more a reflection on men than it is on the woman. And I really want our society to start thinking that way. It's not a woman's fault if she gets sexually harassed because of the way she dresses. She dressed that way because she wanted to. The man is the problem. And if a grown man can't resist himself, then he has a bigger problem, if that makes any sense. Dang, Dion says, I am 23 and all I dreamed, I'll be damned if I stop believing that I have to stop showing my body off at a certain age. Fitness and health is important and you can look like your 20s and your 40s and I'm not going to stop in my 20s. I think that you have every reason to do exactly what you want to do. 100%. Danny, I agree with you, but there are consequences to all behaviors. This applies to men and women. But what she's saying is I don't think that should be a consequence though, Danny. I don't think that dressing a certain way, like I just said, is a consequence. The man touching you is not a consequence of your dress. It's a consequence of his innate reaction to not control himself, if that makes any sense. You know, just because you work at a strip club does not mean that you tolerate assault. Will your chances of being assaulted go up? Of course. You know what I mean? But that does not give the man a green light or the okay to assault or harass somebody because of the way they're dressed or where they work. I think that's super unhealthy. Definitely running back on the replay. Thank you, Sherelle. My set facts. Danny says, if a man marries two women at the same time, would you call that cheating? Yeah. It depends on your culture, though. If you, in some African cultures, polygamy is okay. For me, that is not okay. It depends on you and your relationship and if you are in a open polyamorous relationship or not. I think the issue comes is if the woman, women don't know. That's where the character flaw comes in. But if your religion okays it, if your God okays it, if your spirituality okays it, I can't judge you on that. That's between you and your maker. But what I can judge is the man having integrity and saying to both women, I'm marrying you both. Are they both entering the situation knowing where they're what they're getting into? So that's how I feel about that. Because some women are down. If you're taking care of them, it's households with 3 and 4 wives. So that's between them and they God. I want to have a full-on relationship character talk. My relationship have failed a lot. I want to have a full-on relationship character talk. My relationships have failed a lot. Okay. We gonna talk about that. Shannon, slide in my DM. If you have Instagram, slide in my DM. I wanna see what you want. I want a little bit more information if you can. That was bold and confident. No, I had to check them. I had to, because I was just like, you ain't gonna disrespect me no more. Like, we not gonna ever have this conversation. It's not like, no, it's not long-winded. Stop saying that. Okay, good. Y'all, because I could get on my soapbox for real. Danny says, is telling a woman you're sexy, is that harassment? Yeah, if she doesn't want it. Like, women, a lot of, especially if you don't know them, they don't want to hear that they're sexy. Like, from strange men. I don't know. Especially if you're a woman that gets a lot of attention all the time. It's not really wanted. Nobody asked for you to call me sexy. Sometimes it could be a turn off. So I really just think that if you don't know that woman personally, I don't think sexy is the right word. I think that you are beautiful. You're stunning. You're gorgeous. Wow, you look amazing today. But something about the word sexy, even if she is dressing sexy, is not a compliment. I don't know. Let me, y'all tell Danny down below. I don't think that calling a woman sexy is a compliment. For me personally, because 9 times out of 10, if she's dressing sexy, she knows she's sexy. I just don't think that's a compliment, in my personal opinion. And then if it's not like, wow, you look beautiful, you look gorgeous, then I don't think the compliment is warranted, to be honest. And teach their own. Some women may like that. I personally don't. Even if I do look sexy, I don't like hearing it. But that's me. That could just be me. Dang Dion says, I am not sharing finances or D with no woman. Keep that dust away from me, please. Dion says she ain't having the polyamorous relationship. Ms. Virgo says, like the live, everyone. Thank you so much. Yes, you guys, after the live airs, go ahead and like it. If you see a shirtless man in the gym, does that give me the right to start rubbing his chest and start saying inappropriate things? Absolutely not. People need to stop giving men a pass to be out of control. Absolutely. Exactly. There are some gorgeous men that be walking around with their shirts off. I am not allowed to run up to that man and touch him and call him sexy and grab his knee and do this. I know that there are a lot of male performers that say they get harassed all the time because they're men. They can't say anything, but neither one is appropriate, right? So if a woman is walking around with shorts on, or she has her stomach out, or she has her breast out, you don't know that woman's struggle with her body. Maybe she's just naturally voluptuous. Maybe her breasts are not going anywhere. She can't help but to show them off because they're big, and the shirts that she likes to wear, show them off. Maybe she's proud of her breasts. You know, we don't know, but that doesn't give us the right as people in society to diminish her and tell her what she should and shouldn't do. Now, personally, like I said before, depending on how you want to be addressed, dress like that. But that does not give anybody the right outside of, you know, to be disrespectful, or they can't control themselves, even if they're thinking it. It just means you have no integrity or character if by a woman dressing sexy that gives you permission to touch her or be inappropriate. Absolutely not. But I really loved you guys today. And like, y'all blew up the comments today. Y'all had a lot to say. I love it, love it, love it. And one more, this is going to be the last comment before we close out here. Danny says, most men don't mind women calling them sexy. Fact, no man is willing to get mad if a woman calls them sexy. I'm not going around calling a man sexy, except for my man. I might be like, babe, you looking good today. I might give him compliments. I'm not going to go around calling a man sexy. I don't think most women are going to say, hey, you're sexy. I think she might say, hey, you're handsome, or you may look good. But that's me personally. I'm not sure. But that's good to know, Danny. If y'all can run Danny up and call him sexy if you want to, if that's Danny's up there laughing. But I thank you guys so much. Do not forget to like this video once it's posted. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Do not forget to enter the giveaway. We are reading No Excuses by Brian Tracy. He talked about the discipline of character in here. And today we covered character. I pray that you guys have a blessed day. Oh, we got one more comment. I do not want to leave Miss Dang Dion out. Dang Dion says, Danny, I was just about to say that, but I didn't want to say that. Men are ego driven. Absolutely. Some men. We don't want to characterize all men, but some men. Thank you guys so much. You guys are the best. Do not forget to share these lives with anybody. If you did not catch them live, then you can always catch the replay here on my YouTube channel at Brittany Daniel and catch them on my podcast, the Brittany Daniel Podcast. And I care about you guys so much. I love you guys so much. I hope that you guys have an amazing, amazing day. And I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Bye, guys. Bye, y'all.